Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And a good frosty Friday morning to you. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm in here alongside Kim St. Ange this morning, and Ethan Bright and Susan Thomas. And although it's cold, we haven't had any serious road problems this morning. And Lord knows that is a good thing, because after what we went through on Monday, nobody got time for that, for sure. So we will, we're of course going to get to Secretary of State Denny Hoskins here shortly. We are going to talk more about this Missouri appeals court that has rewritten the ballot proposal to on Amendment 3. It went to court and they decided they needed to change what the legislature and then Secretary of State Denny Hoskins did with the wording to this amendment. They claimed that that way when it's on the ballot, it would therefore be more understandable, I guess is the word for it. Now, Secretary of State Catherine Hanaway yesterday in reaction to this said it was a win because the opponents of this were also trying to get it struck from the ballot, claiming that it basically violated the single issue requirement for these ballot issues. The court didn't find that. They found that it satisfied that and they left it on the ballot. They changed the wording. And right now we've got our Secretary of State, Mr. Denny Hoskins, on the line with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Are you keeping warm out there?
It is cold, but I think it's supposed to warm up finally, maybe by tomorrow and early next week. So I'm looking forward to that.
Let's hope so. You'll need more than that bright red sports coat you wear all the time.
That's right.
Hey, listen, glad to get you on this morning. I want to get your reaction to what this appeals court did. I had Bob Onder on earlier, and the congressman was complaining about the decisions we consistently get out of a left-leaning appeals court judges in the state of Missouri. He'd like to see that process change. But setting that aside for a minute, what's your reaction to their ruling yesterday?
Yes, I disagree with the appellate court, what they came through, and they changed the wording. They changed the order of the wording. I mean, this is language that obviously, elected state reps and state senators from all across the state that voters elected, they came up with the wording. I was able to change it once it went to court, and the courts originally decided that, hey, this needs to be changed around. So I changed it in the circuit court in Cole County. They approved it, and then obviously the opponents challenged that again. It went to appellate court, and the appellate court just rearranged everything and changed the wording. So I will hardly disagree. That's putting it pretty mildly what exactly the appellate courts did.
I can understand a judge saying, hey, you can't have this language, even though I disagree with a decision. But for them to have the power to be the ones to rewrite it, you're the Secretary of State. So I just help me understand how that's even possible, because clearly these judges have a bias.
Yes, well, certainly these judges have a bias, and that's why, when the elected officials actually come up with the language versus unelected judges from the Western District Court of Appeals come up with the language, they're not elected by the people. And so, yes, this is part of the process. I'm sure this will probably be appealed to the Missouri State Supreme Court with the new powers the legislature gave me as far as writing that language up to three times. I rewrote the language twice. So in my opinion, I should have one more try at rewriting that language before it's decided by the courts. This, I think, like I said, I wholeheartedly disagree. They are using terms in their language that, in my opinion, are pro-abortion.
It's true. We're talking to Missouri Secretary of State Denny Hoskins. So do I understand you to say that you're appealing this? Would it go to the Missouri Supreme Court?
Yes, I do not believe that it will be my office that appeals it. But yes, we will work with the Attorney General's office and look to appeal this to the Missouri State Supreme Court office. We've got a visit with the Attorney General's office as well as some of the other names named in the litigation, but I could see this going before the Missouri State Supreme Court, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's interesting. And what you mentioned there is that the law said you get three chances to rewrite it. If you've only written it twice, would that be part of the appeal or is that a separate challenge?
I think that would be a part of the appeal. I mean, I am not an attorney, and you know, these between the referendum and the redistricting fight, as well as this and some others, we have the liberal left is suing our office. It seems like every day. I had someone ask to say, "Yeah, I saw your office got sued yesterday," and I said, "Well, that's just a normal Thursday." But my office and I, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep fighting for fair and accurate language. We're going to keep fighting for the conservative values that we have here in Missouri. And I'm going to continue. I will not be intimidated by especially out-of-state special interest groups that come in and blow millions and millions of dollars in order to change Missouri's constitution, in order to change Missouri state law, and in order to change how, you know, we operate here in the state of Missouri. I will definitely not be intimidated.
Right. That's a huge issue. Question about it being called Amendment 3. Because it's a fix for Amendment 3 that was on the ballot in November, is that why? Did it have to be named Amendment 3? Because I'm not sure if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. Will people be confused by that and think they're voting for the same thing because they won't take time to actually read the ballot language? I don't know. I'm worried about how that will play out on the ballot.
Right. No, actually, that was just a coincidence. It's how it's filed. And this one was filed and approved as the third amendment to be on the ballot. Amendments 1 and 2 that voters will see on the ballot in 2026 deals with electing all county assessors. And the other one deals with extending a sunset on a sales tax for Department of Conservation. So those happened to be the first two filed, and this one happened to be the third amendment filed. And so that's how this one became Amendment 3 again.
Yeah, and there's no other, there's no recourse for...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
For the House or the legislature to try to rename it?
That's right. Well, yeah. That's why we're going to the Missouri. Yeah. That's why we may be going appealing to the Missouri, you know, Supreme Court when they use words like gender transition instead of sex change. I mean, I think sex change was in my version. I think that's very appropriate. When you fill out forms, it says sex and it has an M or an F, and usually you circle one of those. Well, we want to actually put in the Missouri Constitution to ban sex changes on kids. As an adult, if whatever you want to do to your body is fine, but as a minor, no, you should not have that ability to change your sex and go through those horrible sex change surgeries and hormone treatments.
Agreed. Secretary of State Denny Hoskins on the phone. You know, when you ran for office, election integrity was a lot of what you talked about, and supporting different ways of at the ballot box with paper ballots and the like. Any headway on that?
Yes, most certainly. We've had some headway on that. Number one, I wanted to focus on cleaning up the voter rolls. And since January of this past year, when I was sworn in, we've been working with our local election authorities as well as our county clerks. And we've taken off over 200,000 ineligible voters off the voter rolls. And that includes over, I believe, 60,000 deceased voters. That's from what I've seen, that's been a record for a year as far as taking ineligible voters off voter rolls. We're working with the White House and working on a save database in order to make sure that we only have citizens and only eligible voters on the voter rolls. But we couldn't do this without the help of our county clerks and our local election authorities. Because of this new Trump administration, we've had access to different tools and different databases that we haven't had access to in the past. And so I'm very appreciative of our local election authorities and county clerks and everything that they're doing and helping us, making sure that we only have eligible voters on the voter rolls. We have found, you know, some non-citizens that have been on the voter rolls. And so we're working to help eliminate those and make sure that they don't vote in our state elections.
It's good. It's good news. Senator, I'm still calling you Senator. Secretary of State Hoskins, thank you very much for your time.
Yes, thanks for having me.
I'll talk to you soon. I appreciate that. That's just, I'm a creature of habit. He was Senator Denny Hoskins for so long, and now he is Secretary of State. So I almost screwed that up. All right. You may think that AI is smarter than your boss, but would you want AI to be your boss? There's a bill that's been filed that would prevent that, at least in the state of Missouri. We're going to talk to State Representative Phil Amato, who filed that bill, coming up next. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.